Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country, and we have a massive show for you country lovers. Having a chat to Tracy Killeen this week as well. We've got Vince Gill, tunes from Garth Brooks, not to mention McAllister Kemp, the new one, is on today's show as well. Also, album of the week, The Field Brothers, 1964. Great album. We'll play you some highlights from that a little bit later on. But let's kick it off with a brand new one from Liam Brew, previous Star Maker winner and very, very talented fella from the Sunny Coast. This is his tune, Faster.
You sent at me spinning around. Not the first one to fall as your victim. Your markers left all over town. You play games with the heart of a man. I'm leaving broken down in the cold. I should have looked away when I saw you coming on your search for someone to hold. I should have run than a bullet shot out in the heat of the fight. We're faster than a race car trying to get to the finish line. Faster than the time it takes to fall for your woman charm. Now I'm trapped in the spill. I'm on a waiting for you to break my heart. It's a small town and I can hear them talking about you and your production line. They've all heard that it's me you're seeing. They're praying that I'll come out alive. But a heart wants what it wants, even if you know it's bad. So why I give my heart to your girl for knowing you're only gonna throw it back. Yeah, you're only gonna throw it back.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Well, you've come to tell me something. You say I ought to know that he don't love me anymore and I'll have to let him go.
You say I like him. Oh, but I don't think you care, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Well, it'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
That's right, Becky.
He's mine, Amber.
Sometimes a man's caught looking that he don't need.
I noticed.
He took a second look at you, but he's in love with me.
Well, I don't know where that leaves you. Oh, but I know where I stand. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Another chance.
Well, you always know it's going to be a great track when you hear Becky Cole, but you know it's even better when Amber Lawrence is there as well. That was You Ain't Woman Enough, and the girls mucking around there, having a great time. Top song, and you know, I'm really impressed with Becky's new album as well, Songs and Pictures, which is out at the moment. Very, very cool album if you can get your hands on it. Something else that is very cool and a little bit new is this next track from Catherine Britt. Now, you may recognize it. It is a little bit familiar. It is actually Paul Kelly's How to Make Gravy. Fantastic song. She's done a top job of it because, you know, doing anything of Paul Kelly's, you know, that's a pretty big call there, but she's done really, really well. Catherine said that Paul's magic really is in the lyrics, and I totally agree. The honesty and truth that he effortlessly brings to a song makes you part of it. And How to Make Gravy certainly is no exception. This is Catherine Britt.
My kids on Christmas Day. Please don't let them cry for me. I guess her brothers are driving down from Queensland. Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees or even more, maybe. Ah, but that won't stop the roast. And who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour soap. A little red wine, and don't forget a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry, screwed up this time. Look after Peter, I'll be thinking of him early Christmas morning. I hear Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger. Sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. Pretty baby Jesus, and have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. And later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Mervin and push the tables. Stab me in the back. I didn't mean to say that. It's just my mind it plays up. Multiplies each matter. Turns imagination into fact. You know I love him badly. He's the one to save me. I'm gonna make some gravy. I'm gonna taste it. I'll be making gravy. I'll be making plenty. I'm gonna pay him all back.
Hey folks, I'm Ben Sorensen, he's Tamara Stewart, and you're listening to Real Country.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback always welcome. Head there now. behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you. Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back, Ben Sorensen here. This is My Real Country, and lots of great stuff still to come on the show. We've got some tunes from Vince Gill, Garth Brooks, and Josh Turner, not to mention McAlister Kemp's new one as well. But right now, time for Album of the Week, and it is indeed the Field Brothers 1964. Now, the Field Brothers originally were part of this really cool Aussie band called the Cockroaches, and since then they've been constantly doing music, as well as some kids' music as well, doing quite a lot of work with the Wiggles there. But their new offering, the Field Brothers 1964, great album. One of the things that I do love about this album is there's this life about it. There's a lot of fun in the album. And you can tell the guys had a great time making it. They've done some great duets with some of the big names in Aussie country music. Amber Lawrence, Troy Cassidaly, Diana Corcoran and Shane Nicholson, just to name a few there. It is a really, really good album. It sort of blends country and the energy and life of rock and roll as well. It's just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. The other thing I like is not only have they done an audio CD, but there's also a DVD in there as well, which I do enjoy, with a couple of video clips and also a very interesting now and then story on the Field Brothers. Let's get into it. Now, the song that I thought I'd play first is, again, one of my favourites, and it is a single off the album. It's a song with Diana Corcoran. Now, if you get your hands on the video clip, which is actually on YouTube, and also you'll get it when you buy the CD as well. Diana's in this beautiful, hot, sunny place, and Paul is stuck in deathly cold New York winter, and they actually did the film clip separately, which I think is absolutely amazing. It's turned out really well. It's a great concept, and it is an absolutely brilliant song. Here it is. It's the Field Brothers, from the Field Brothers album, 1964, obviously with the Field Brothers and Diana Corcoran. We Don't Talk About Love.
Talk about the sound of rain,
or a newborn babe,
about the day's parade,
the day's light and shade,
sweet summer shower,
a pretty red flower.
We don't talk about love. We talk about the news at night,
or the taste of wine.
Talk about a Sunday drive
as day fades to night.
Talk about the world
and the stars above us.
We don't talk to the bone, too close to the bone. Baby, it's too close to the bone.
Baby, it's too close to the bone.
Too close to the bone, too close to the bone. Baby, it's too close. Turn on the moon and Mars.
The way you drive your car.
Sound of your guitar.
And all life's bumps and scars.
And the TV shows.
And the movies we know.
We don't talk.
Mooney, Mooney, for Mararunda and Yamba. The summer come from Bondi for a wedding in town. They're rolling in from far and wide. Yeah, they're all coming down to Weewaw just to say they saw Patty take a bride. They say she's pretty, he's pushing 50. He's been a ringer, a singer. He's even tried a thing or two. He should have tried, but you know he survived. And now they're coming down to Weewaw just to say they saw Patty take a bride. Ah, he's bought a ruffled shirt, dusted up the dirt, put a little money on a honeymoon. He's hired a favorite band, the MC's Uncle Stan, with some tears from Marty Mari. They met in Cobar over a tow bar. She got him sober in Cobar and took him to the city for some art gallery walks. In the park, and everybody's come to Weewaw just to say they saw Patty take a bride. Mm-hmm.
evergreen. The wedding's in the sun on a Saturday. They're coming in from far, singing in the cars. Cause Patty's picking her off the bar. She's really smitten, he's like a kitten. The big guy is falling, gone and got in touch with his feminine side, and found himself a pretty, pretty wife. And now they're coming down the wee wood just to say they saw Patty take a bride. Yeah, they're coming down the wee wood just to say they saw Patty take a bride. Patty take a bride. Patty take a bride. Your turn, Bill.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
Well, and that was Patty Takes a Bride from the Field Brothers 1964 album. Of course, Troy Cassidaly did feature in that as well. They got a whole heap of great tracks on the 1964 album. It is absolutely brilliant. If you can get your hands on it, definitely do so. Now, from the Field Brothers, moving right along to our very own McAllister Kemp, this song needs no introduction. Country Proud, here on Real Country.
I make no bones about it, I come from a little town. I ain't going nowhere, my roots run deep down in the ground. Got me an honest job and a jacked up ride. I smoke tally hoes, yeah, I'm the king of the simple life. I'd like to get loud and get down. I'd like to get off with my boots on. Fill your cup and raise it up and twit to an old slim dusty song. Everybody from all around, show me your country. Boots on, fill your cup, raise it up.
For people who are proud about their country, well, we've got a lot more coming up on Real Country. Having a chat to Tracy Killeen, songs from Vince Gill, Garth Brooks, and one Josh Turner. and so much more coming up right on the other side of this break. See you then.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit KylieJohnsEvents.com.au.
Don't buy a car until you check out BehindTheWheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At BehindTheWheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at BehindTheWheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback always welcome. Head there now, behindthewheel.com.au.
Hey, this is Diana Corcoran, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my real country. One of my favorite times of the show is always social country. And that's what we're doing now. If you want to be involved in social country, all you need to do is head along to realcountrymix.com, shoot me an email, or even better, check out our Facebook page or our Twitter page and let me know what you're listening to and what you want to hear on the show. It really is easy. And that is exactly what Sarah on Twitter has done with his great Josh Turner song. I love this fella. I reckon he's absolutely brilliant. And he sounds great too, which is always a good thing. Why don't we just dance? I think that's a great suggestion. We always dance around the office here at Real Country. And not always to Josh Turner, but, you know, it's a great song anyway. Here it is.
Go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on, and those high heel shoes you love to lose as soon as the tunes come on. On second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut her up.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So, baby, why don't we just dance? Just dance.
I can't just leave Social Country at one song. We've got to do two, not just because we do it every week, but because we get quite a few great requests through. And Tanya on Facebook's done a top job with this one. I think this is one of the songs that really put this artist on the map. He was brilliant with a lot of his work, but I think this is one of the almost a career song, you'd call it. This is Garth Brooks, Standing Outside the Fire. Great suggestion, Tanya.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, through chance of sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you've got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
Standing Outside the Fire, absolutely brilliant song, and we have another brilliant song for you, but you've got to work out who the artist is first. So this is the time of the show where we get the grey matter working. Now, this is an Oklahoma boy. His dad was a lawyer. Now, I'm actually going to give you a little more information than that. He's actually a mad keen sports fan as well. He's a big fan of the Nashville Predators. He's never attended university or college or anything like that, but he's a massive fan of the University of Oklahoma football team. Turns up to most of their games. And as far as the music goes, which of course may actually give it away, he's actually got 18 CMA awards, including 2 Entertainer of the Year awards for, and 5 Male Vocalist awards. He's also got 20 Grammy Awards. I don't know where he puts them. He might have a Grammy bar or something. I don't know. He's got more than any other male country music artist. So there you go. Hopefully that's enough to get the gray matter working so you can either at least Google it or work it out from there. But I will tell you who this fantastic artist is right after the break.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback. Back always welcome. Head there now, behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Okay, so did you work out who it was? I said he was a mad keen sports fan from Oklahoma. His old man was a lawyer and actually played part-time in a country music band and encouraged this fella to pursue a musical career. And I'm so pleased that his old man pushed him to do that because, like I said, he's won 18 CMA Awards, 2 Entertainer of the Year Awards and 5 Male Vocalist Awards. He's got 20 Grammy Awards, which is more than any other male country music artist. Absolutely amazing. I'm a big fan of his work. He actually did a little bit with the Muppets, not for the recent movie, but one of the albums a little while ago. I think it was Kermit the Frog Unpigged. There you go. And oddly, I don't see that on his CV or discography here. Very, very interesting. I thought I'd be proud to work with the Muppets. Just putting it out there. Who is it? Mad keen sports fan, big fan of the University of Oklahoma football team. It's Vince Gill. And he's still doing some absolutely brilliant, brilliant stuff. And I thought that this song, you know, really is a lot of fun. One more last chance.
Cuatro!
She was standing at the front door. I came home last night, a good book in the left hand and a rolling pin in the right. She said you come home for the last time with the whiskey on your breath. If you don't listen to my preaching, boy, I'm gonna have to beat you half to death. Give me just one more last chance before you say we're through. I know I drive. She knows that I can't.
that song still makes me smile. Now, Tracy Killeen, fantastic artist in her own right, great independent Aussie artist, and here's what she had to say about her great song, 42, Margaret and Vera.
I came across it actually on the internet as the story of these two brave Australian nurses during World War II, Margaret Anderson and Vera Tawney. I really wanted to write a song about it, and I got together with Alan Caswell and we wrote the song, and we got into the red wine, which helped me. So we wrote Margaret and Vera, 42 Margaret and Vera, and really proud of it. And I think because we've got so much going on today with our soldiers over in Afghanistan that it's really prevalent today and people can really relate to it.
You never know what courage is.
That's it. We are all done and dusted for another week. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show or you want to listen to it again, I know I do, you can go to iTunes and you can download the Real Country podcast. Simply search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. And while you're in front of the computer, don't forget to check out realcountrymix.com. You can also like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. You name it, we're there. Real Country, absolutely everywhere. Most importantly, have a fantastic week and book it in next week, same time, same station, for another dose of Real Country. I'll see you then.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback always welcome. Head there now, behindthewheel.com.au.